and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. In this episode, episode 39. Oh yeah, first off, let's talk about this and get this out of the way. That's some cool new intro music created by Mark Nadel. We got to thank him for that. He created that for us. You can check out his website if you want to learn more about him. He live streams games and creates music for video games and whatnot. But you can check out his website at nadel.com, and that's spelled N, the number 8, L-E.com. Check him out. So, what's this week's topic about? It's about all the stuff that happened at San Diego Comic-Con. We talk about it all. Trailers, the new things that were announced. A lot of exciting stuff. This is basically all the things that we were most excited about, and we talk about them in this episode. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right. And today, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about a recap of the Comic-Con, the San Diego Comic-Con, right? All our highlights, the things that we thought were cool.
Right.
That we're excited about.
And a couple odds and ends.
A couple odds and ends, yeah. To round it all out in the tail end of it, if you will.
I like round tails.
Round tails. There you go. Round on the back side.
And I cannot lie.
And I cannot lie.
All right. I'm leaving out at that.
Yeah, there we go.
Where trademark issues come up or whatever.
That's it. There you go. Yeah. We want to steer clear of that.
Yeah.
We don't want to get mixed up in any of that.
No.
Because that would...
That seems to happen a lot.
It does. Yeah. It does, yeah.
Sir does.
Sir does. Wow.
Sam's
you sirs
45 seconds in and Sam's ashamed.
Yeah,
that's great. That's a great start.
That's a new record.
It is.
You sirs have outdone yourself.
All right, so I guess with the
as tradition holds,
and we, if nothing else, what do we have? We have tradition.
Sam is the keeper of the topics and decides what order we go in. So, Sam, what is our first topic?
Our first topic is the remake of Stephen King's It. The new trailer was shown at San Diego Comic-Con.
So. Making clowns creepy again.
Yes.
Yeah. Not hard to do.
No, not hard to do.
So you'll float too. Float too.
Oh, and they had a remix of that too at the end of there.
Oh, man.
You'll float.
Is this the first thing we think we've ever seen like scary clowns in? It's the first thing that I can remember that had scary clowns in it.
Poltergeist.
Yeah. It was Poltergeist. A doll. Yeah, that's true.
Doll.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Which came out first, the book It or
the movie book, Poltergeist? I think came out in 1984 and Poltergeist was 1983, maybe. It was around the same time, but yeah.
I never liked those dolls after Poltergeist. So like,
yeah. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. Speaking of Poltergeist, they showed that movie and I don't know what year it was, but we're going to say 85 or 86 on ABC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched it on ABC. So it was a censored version with commercials. And I watched it specifically because from the creator of E.T.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm in fourth or fifth grade, I'd say. Yeah.
I love E.T.
I love E.T. That's a great family film.
It is.
Was it also... Encounters of Third Kind or something
like that. Yeah. Well, I like that movie, though. It didn't freak me. Well, the dead cows freaked me out when they were driving a little bit. But the overall, I like...
Making things out of mashed potatoes, that didn't bother me.
Yeah. But Poltergeist, man, I...
Yeah, that's...
That was really early for me to be watching that, and that was bad deal.
I remember watching, because at the time, I think... Right around that same time frame, too, I think we had HBO at my house. Mm-hmm. And I remember it being on HBO, and there's that one. I just remember people coming out of a wall covered in fluids, and just being, and being a little bit like, whoa, that is something that I probably shouldn't see.
Right. That's like a Saturday at my house, though.
I'm pretty sure, I'm trying to remember the rating on that. Was it PG-13 or PG? Because I know it wasn't R.
It was not R.
Yeah. I want to say it was PG.
I think it was just PG.
I don't know. That swimming pool, though.
That swimming pool was crazy.
Yeah. At that point was where I was just like, I don't want to see this anymore. Why isn't there dead people everywhere?
See, I think that was during a time frame where they didn't have the PG-13 rating, I think. That might have been a precursor to that.
Because PG-13, I forget. The first Temple of Doom helped usher in the PG-13 rating because it was rated PG and had someone getting their heart ripped out.
Yeah, that was. I remember seeing that as a kid too, and I was being it's a little bit crazy seeing somebody's heart still beating somebody's hand. It was rated PG though. Poltergeist was rated PG.
Rated PG.
Yeah.
On August 10th, 84, 3 months after parents were outraged over the release of PG rated Temple of Doom. Red Dawn was the first film to be released with a PG-13.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
So when was Poltergeist?
82. So definitely before.
Poltergeist was 82?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah.
That was the same year as E.T.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty crazy.
That's so they got you all hyped for E.T. Yeah.
It's like a sequel.
Yeah.
And even... Friendly alien, friendly ghosts, right? Poltergeist?
you know, man.
It's a fun name to say, Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Yes. Let's right steer this ship around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Scary clowns.
Scary clowns.
And,
so that trailer, the new trailer,
yeah,
is fantastic.
Yeah.
And if the movie is as good as the trailers has been, if they can sustain that level of tension for any amount of time in there, I'm going to be a big fan of this film.
Yeah. It looks creepy.
I think they may, it from the looks of it, they'll tell the story of when them as kids fought it, and maybe the sequel will be them as adults.
That's what they're talking about. They haven't done any of the casting for adults. I think they're waiting to see how this does.
Yeah.
But I saw something online today where somebody, I think it might have been on their Twitter, but I didn't see it on Twitter. I saw some had memed it. That they were like, in the one scene, the character drops their Legos, and there's a lime green sloped piece, which wasn't introduced until like 2003 or something. But the movie is set in the 1980s.
And we can't.
I couldn't resist it, so I responded.
There needs to be continuity.
I responded with, "Well, the city of Derry, Maine, doesn't exist in our world." So if you're willing to suspend disbelief to believe the fictional town, it's not that far of a stretch to believe that we live, that this is an alternate reality from our own, where perhaps sloped lime green pizzas were created slightly earlier.
Boom. Did you drop
there
the mic?
There you go.
I did not. Oh. Well, because it was on Facebook of all things. So.
So.
The prisoner sneezes.
I share the same feelings that you guys do. I think it looks promising. It's got that whole 80s nostalgia feel that we're kind of getting from Stranger Things.
I was just going to say, I'm hoping that it's better than the early reviews for the other Stephen King project coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Early reviews for Dark Tower are out, and it is apparently abysmal.
Not so good, which disappoints me.
Disappoints.
I might still go see it, probably.
I'll probably still watch it, but not until it's on
TV
of some sort.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I will celebrate it by watching True Detective.
Ah.
which I still need to watch because
recommended. We should do it. We should do a viewing party of True Detective.
Yeah, live stream it. We'll just be on our YouTube channel
and just have a camera on Rick watching it.
Yeah. Oh my god!
So you can actually watch someone's head explode from all the awesomeness.
Oh man!
Entering his eye and ear holes.
I do love awesome things.
In your eye,
which is why
my eye and ear holes.
Whoa! Well, I didn't know. Never mind.
Where do we go with that?
That's okay. We're stopping now. Yep. I thought you were just going to stop at awesome things.
We had to take that next step.
Yeah,
we don't know when to quit.
For the record, neither Sam nor I have ever been in his ear hole.
Yes, for the record. So it.
Yes, looks good.
Yeah.
I guess we'll keep it at that. Yeah.
I'm dead. All right.
So on to the next topic of discussion.
Number two.
He said number two.
The deuce! Ready Player One, which premiered at a teaser trailer premiered at San Diego Comic-Con. It looks like it's set out to come out on March the 30th of 2018.
Directed by
some guy named Spielberg.
So executive produced Poltergeist.
Yeah.
And Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So apparently this is the Steven Spielberg themed episode.
I think he might. Yeah, and that guy, I'm just going to say right now, I think he's probably got a future in that film.
I think so. I mean, if he hones his chops a little bit.
Yeah, he's got...
He might do okay for himself.
Yeah, he might be all right.
I mean, if he keeps up with these trivial things, I sometimes like to see him take on some weightier things.
Yeah.
Maybe some war stories of some sort.
Something like that.
Historical dramas, maybe.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. He might be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what his future holds.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
I'm curious what he could do with it. Poorly functioning mechanical shark. That's the true test of what
that is the true director. Test. Right. Oh, that and
just having three people sit around talking about that shark at a table.
Yeah.
Right? That would be. If you could pull that off, then you might be able to do some stuff.
This just reminds me, going back real quick to Stephen King. Have you ever heard the story that Stephen King tells about running into the lady at a bookstore? Or not a bookstore, it's a supermarket. She's like, "You look familiar. You're that author Stephen King, aren't you?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Well, I do not like the stuff that you write, all that scary and dark and evil stuff. Like, I just don't understand. Like, why don't you ever write something uplifting, like The Shawshank Redemption?"
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
I got to say, I didn't really know much about this story.
No, I don't know the story. I know it's a popular book, and it's supposed to be a really awesome book.
Yeah, and then when you mentioned the trailer to me, or one of you mentioned the trailer to me, and I watched it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks like an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It's got like all kinds of stuff.
From what I could tell, what little I could get from it, it's basically it is set in Columbus, Ohio.
Which is
Ohio.
There you go. Home of the Ohio State University.
That's right.
And it looks
and the best damn band in the whole land or whatever that is.
Something like that.
Go on.
and so in order to, there's not really much to do but to basically go online and act, be part of a different world.
Eat at Wendy's. Wendy's is.
Yeah, you do have Wendy's. That's in Dublin. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do have Wendy's in Columbus. But
so yeah, so it looks like dystopian future.
Yeah.
Buildings on top of each other.
Yeah.
For some reason. Like little trailers, and everybody plays video games.
Yeah. And the video games appear to have pop culture references that we
everywhere.
Grew up in.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Iron Giant.
Right.
DeLorean.
Tron Cycle.
Tron Cycle.
And Akira Cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Those are like the two coolest cycles in existence, really.
Right.
Wow.
Never. We're talking about motorcycles.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, those kind of cycles. I see where you go.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I didn't.
Yeah.
But I, like, yeah, when I was looking at it, it kind of reminded me of Gamer. That's a Gerard Butler movie.
Have you ever seen Gamer? Yeah, yeah. I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
A quick synopsis: Gamer was people can play actual people in a video game. The people that they're playing were like convicts or whatever, and Gerard Butler's character was falsely accused, and it was him, starring him and. Michael C. Hall.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Did you see this movie?
Yeah, I seen
Gamer. Was it any good?
It was all right.
Okay, because I wanted to see because of Michael C. Hall, but...
Yeah.
That was, like, fresh off of Dexter,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's watchable in, like, some of the action parts are there, so...
Watchable, so...
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's not terrible, but it's like... If it's not terrible.
If it's on, you'd watch it, but it's not a great movie. You're not going to seek it out again.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, I can't wait to get home to watch Gamer.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So that's a phrase you would never say.
Yeah, that's a phrase I would never say. But if it's on, I'm like, oh, I watch it. Okay. So.
There are many movies like that.
Yeah.
So I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, with the pedigree, hopefully it's something awesome. I mean...
It seems like it would be a fun movie just to watch to try to spot things in.
Right.
Seems like to me. Like, if nothing else.
Yeah, and here's the thing for me, of Steven Spielberg. I think he's an amazing filmmaker. I don't necessarily love every single thing he's done. Some of the stuff's just not for me. I mean,
I don't seem to be that...
I don't care about the BFG or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know about that, yeah.
But it's still, you know, masterfully made, and I don't know that anyone would make it better.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just I'm not a big fan of BFG.
I just never understood that title.
It's older than the Big F and Gun.
It's just so...
It seems like they should have renamed it, maybe, just because of...
Right.
Right now, like, that's... People see BFG. That is not the first thing that I thought BFG stood for.
If I've learned nothing else... from our panel trivia contest, it's that not everybody necessarily thinks like us, though.
That is true.
I wasn't a fan of that movie.
But it wasn't. I listened to it in the car the other day, and it was annoying to even listen to.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I'm just saying I don't like everything he does. So hopefully this is one of the stuff that he does. If it's not, hopefully it's still good and makes lots of money for him. Yeah. He seems like a good person.
He does seem like a good guy.
All right. We've now said nice things about Steven Spielberg, a man who obviously needs the...
Needs the kudos of our
Ohio podcast. If he ever wants to make it big, you know, come on our podcast.
Exactly. If you want to have some kind of future, Steven Spielberg, we're just going to put this out right now.
Right now.
Doesn't help to put yourself out there.
Any press is good press.
That's right.
No casting couch to be on our show. Unless you're into that.
And then we could maybe make arrangements. Yeah.
It does not have to be with one or all of us. Just so you know.
I volunteer to sit in the car while you
Not going to take one for the team, Sam.
I'm not jumping on a grenade.
I just picture Sam sitting in the car and a single tear rolling out of his eye.
You don't bring me flowers.
I never knew the podcast was going to turn into this.
The theme for Requiem for a Dream playing.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's Jurassic Park. That's what definitely played. That's what plays every time Steven Spielberg takes down his pants.
Don't
And I'm just thinking of that scene where the glass is in the car and the water's shaking. The ripples.
The ripples.
Oh, my goodness. Go with that thought where you may.
Yeah.
Oh man!
And that's where you do the pan angle where you come back, guys. Yeah. Oh, sorry. There's a lot to be said about Steven Spielberg porn.
Yeah, yeah. Very cinematic,
produced and starring.
Oh, bowl of Reese's Pieces.
Didn't even realize it was a documentary.
All right. So we alienated Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Oh, so that's... He's never going to be on our podcast. Is that what we're saying right now? Is that the statement we're making?
You don't know that.
That's true.
You never know. All right. On to our next.
I have a new goal to have him on the podcast and awkwardly listen to this. Yeah,
you can't play. Here, listen to this.
This is way back from our first year of podcasting.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Yeah. We're doing so much better now.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Is it true? Does that music play?
Oh, man. Yes, indeed. Wow, we're only on like the second one. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we
next one.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Slowly, intro, it, and Ready Player One.
Right.
We've managed to embarrass Sam each time somehow.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't say embarrass.
Well, embarrass is a strong word.
Next is the Justice League, the newest trailer.
I'm going to say this about it. Aquaman has never looked more badass.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, if anything from it, I mean, we already know Wonder Woman is badass.
Right.
Right. If there's anything that we get from that movie, it looks like that Aquaman is probably going to be a badass.
Yes.
Just because, yeah. You know.
Just because
stabbing his parademon, yeah,
it rides it through a building, comes sliding out the.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Like that's almost to a ridiculous level.
Exactly, he rides him like a surfboard through. You know,
if he said Calabunga,
that would be the thing right there. That would be, then, you know,
like it's almost the equivalent of like Legolas. Like sliding down the elephant's trunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Level of is that necessary? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, I understand that he's agile, right?
Yeah. on land, though, that's what's weird. Anyway, I don't know. I want it to be good.
I want it to be good too. So far from looking at the trailer, I think my feelings towards it, the weakest part seems to be Flash to me.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I like Flash. No, I think he's funny.
Yeah, I mean he's funny, but
I loved it when they all just like Gordon turns around, everyone's gone except for Flash, and he looks around and is like, they just disappear? That's
rude. Yeah, that's true. That is,
and then he disappears.
That's true. But the thing that, like, he makes that one statement, and again, it's the trailer, so take with it what you will. But he makes that one statement how he's like, I've never really warred with anybody before, or fought anybody. It's like, I've pushed them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? I'm like, I don't know. You took out Boomerang.
Well, he's young, though, in this one.
Yeah. Is this before Suicide Squad, then, or?
No,
I mean, I'm guessing that Suicide Squad
was shown a different meta than. I mean, he didn't really.
But they captured Boomerang, Captain Boomerang, because of him,
right?
So I mean, I have to think he punched Captain Boomerang.
Well, he might have, but I mean, realistically,
you know,
if a person's going Mach 3 and pushes you, you're probably going to die. So
yeah, that's yeah, yeah. So these fought people then, you know, I mean, that's, I don't know. It just like, it seemed like he lacked the confidence in a Flash that I want to see.
Right, and especially if he's the Barry Allen Flash. I mean, it's one thing if he was Wally.
Yeah.
But he's like Barry Allen, so like, well, Barry Allen really wasn't that, at least in the comics, what I perceive was that insecure about himself.
That's true.
So
I just wonder too, like, I'm not sure how I feel about the costume either.
No, I don't like the Flash costume at all.
Yeah. It's almost like he's like part Transformer.
Yeah.
Because of, you know.
Yeah, I don't like Michael Bay. And I'm like, how does a Flash kid, and then the thing is, how does a kid have that kind of armor?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I got you. I just am going to assume the worst and hope for the best, and hopefully we'll be pleasantly surprised. I'm still going on record, and I'm the one here who's the most forgiving of BBS, though I didn't watch it again, it's bad.
But I think I've talked about this before, like the whole, you know, as Batman and Wonder Woman are talking, like, we need to do better because he inspired better. I'm like, he didn't do anything.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that's kind of bothered me too. He's a beacon of hope. I'm like, really?
When was
he a beacon? At what point was he a beacon?
Beacon off camera. They showed him being a beacon off camera of him like coming down to save people in houses and stuff. It was just, he was not a beacon to Bruce Wayne, who saw him as a threat before, until they shared, you know, mom stuff. But whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to be good though too. Because Wonder Woman was really good.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was good.
And maybe with Joss Whedon helping out.
Yeah, they'll straighten it out a little bit. There seems like there might be some, you know, like, they might be alluding to other heroes being in it, possibly.
Okay.
Maybe a Green Lantern, maybe. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. Martian Manhunter,
maybe. Martian Manhunter, maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Like, hi, kids.
Yeah. Morphing from, you know, somebody, I don't know.
Maybe Paul Reubens would play Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, they could do it. That would be kind of awesome.
Word of the day.
Word of the day. Yeah. But then there's a rumor going around, too, where this will be the last Ben Affleck Batman performance.
Rumor, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I've heard a theory on how it was actually, I think Mark Bernardin said it.
Yeah.
Have the best Martian Manhunter, since he can kind of appear as other people. Chris Pine.
Yes, yeah, I did hear him talk about that, and I think that would be pretty cool, because that'd be a way to
keep Chris Pine in the universe.
Yeah, yep.
And throughout time, you know, in modern days and so on.
So then that just means that means Wonder Woman's gonna get it on with a Martian.
Well, you know, hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
So be it.
Yeah, so be it. So I guess that's our thoughts about.
Well, did we just see? Like, see Stephen? Yeah. I'm trying to. We saw a glimpse of what Steppenwolf looks like.
We got a good idea of what his calf looks like, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got an idea.
So, powerful calves.
Powerful calves. So. Yeah.
He's not just a song or a band anymore.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That's Justice League again. He
looks born to be wild.
He is born to be wild.
There you go.
I would like to join him on a magic carpet ride. And then I'm done.
And then that's it.
Probably 3,000 albums, and I got 2 songs.
And just remember, Justice League comes out this November, November 17th.
There you go. Yeah, I guess we didn't talk about the release dates of the other things.
We did one.
Did we do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been?
I'm not even listening.
He's been too busy thinking about Steven Spielberg's
Jurassic Bones. Exactly.
When dinosaurs ruled the world.
Yes.
See, this member comes out in a bathrobe and just opens it up. It's like,
and you're like, what?
T-Rex doesn't like to be fed. T-Rex likes to hunt.
Oh. Oh my.
And then the end credits. Wow.
You know what? As divergent this conversation has gone, I bet you there's fan fiction out there about this. On the internet. There's gotta be. There's gotta be.
Dark web.
On the dark web. There's gotta be something, you know. I don't know. Probably. I'm just assuming, you know.
If it can be out there, it is out there.
Yeah.
Rule 34.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Next, we are going to talk about Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. 2. Okay. The thing that like won me over is probably in the first few seconds.
Dragon Slayer.
Yes. Mm. I saw that and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just won me
totally
over.
Totally unrealistic that they would have got that far though.
Yeah.
Nobody got that far.
I was about to say, what's that like? One of that one. Yeah. And what's the space one?
Oh my
god. I forget the space one.
That was. Space Ace or something.
Space Ace.
That was the Dragon's Lair. That was the most frustrating thing.
Well, it wasn't. Ever. It was almost not a game.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a memory thing.
It was
a memory and a timing thing.
Yeah, and I think too, like I remember being at our local Hills.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and I remember playing it there,
mm-hmm.
and I spent I don't know how much on it, just trying to figure out how the game even played. And I remember just being so frustrated by that game, but yet weirdly fascinated by the game as well, because it just like we never saw anything like that before.
Right. And it's never happened again besides those two games.
Yeah.
But in a world where you're playing Pac-Man and Space Invaders, to see those graphics.
Oh, yeah. Man. It was jaw-dropping, everything.
It was just really cartoon, you know, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still fascinating and awesome to look at as a kid. And the... I think the one that was at Hills, too, I want to say that it was edited, because I think the more violent parts were kind of, the screen just went black.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Because I remember watching it at the Hills, and I just remember, oh, that's like,
why'd it go
flying in the thing, and just went, the screen went blank, you know? So I think they had edited versions of that. I'm not 100% sure. I've been meaning to look this up to make sure that this is true, but because this is my memories of it, but I remember going back and like watching the video, because if you look for it on YouTube, you can see the entire footage of the game.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
See, I remember playing Space Ace at our local drive-in, seeing it there, and then like you said, seeing Dragon's Lair at our local Hills. So
yep.
But Stranger Things 2 looks...
We got really off on Dragon's Lair there. Yeah, I'm so excited for that. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either.
Paul Reiser is going to be in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's half of my two dads.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, Greg Evigan comes in, and next thing you know, you're...
We got a reunion going on.
So when you seen Paul Reiser, did you automatically think, oh, man, he's a bad guy?
He's a bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
thanks to aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
only a good guy when it comes to raising that daughter.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Or a wife that only wears white T-shirts for 5 seasons.
Oh, I never watched that.
Yeah, I never watched
it. You're talking about Mad About You?
Yeah.
I knew of his existence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot he was in that. Yeah. I watched that quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
That was a great show. I forgot he was in that. That's right.
Could be in a white T-shirt every episode.
Yeah, that's quite all right.
Not complaining.
But, Stranger Things.
Was she in Twister?
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
I was going to make a titty twister joke, but I won't.
That's a Dusk Till Dawn joke.
Right? But no, it's like, them starting out with Dragon Slayer, though. Again, on Dragon Slayer. Just brought all the nostalgia back. Yeah,
all the Ghostbusters stuff.
The Ghostbusters stuff. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
They say this one's going to be a little bit more horror than the last one.
Mm. I can see that. I can see that.
So we kind of find out where 11 has been, or at least, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's looking like she's
In the Upside Down, maybe.
Yeah, in the Upside Down, and she finally gets out or like, breaks through to this dimension.
Yeah, I mean, her hand was going through a wall, so.
Yeah. We can only assume, I guess, at this point.
And Emmy nominations for Stranger Things is ridiculous.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The creators of Stranger Things thanked Game of Thrones for not being on the air. Oh.
I can see that. But yeah, even like the sky effects that they have in the trailer, mm-hmm. it totally looks like something from the 80s. Yes. Just like, it's got all the feels of an 80s movie in it. And all the synth.
All the synth.
Yep, all the synth.
Let's see. Stranger Things scored 19 Emmy nominations.
Wow. That's pretty good. Yeah. That is pretty good.
Take that, Modern Family. Yeah.
Right. Saturday Night Live and Westworld both earned the most Emmy nominations for individual shows with 22.
Whoa. Man.
Seriously, why does Saturday Night Live get Emmy nominations?
Well, because Emmys break things down into a sketch or comedy show or whatever it is. I forget what the category is.
They have all the sketches.
Yeah, and it's just like they show up and you get multiple things from one
episode, season
nominated for Emmys and things like that. So, this season, I saw more of it in little clips than I have in a while, though. So it looks like maybe it was...
Yeah, one of the better seasons, maybe. Yeah, of recent years, yeah.
I mean, I have discovered, and this is just my theory of Saturday Night Live, is every teenage group feels that their Saturday Night Live is the best Saturday Night Live.
I could kind of see that. Because I think when I started watching Saturday Night regularly, you know, again, teenager, and then just, you know, staying up late, watching that, feeling like you're almost kind of getting away with something. Yeah, it's
a little bit too adult.
Yeah. You know, and you're kind of like, oh, this is my show. This is my, you know. So, yeah, I can see that attachment to it. So,
I'm trying to think who would have been ours, because...
John Lovitz,
Dana Carvey, Mike Myers, Chris Farley.
No, it was ours.
That was mine.
I thought that those were us a little bit older. Wasn't that like Jay Moore as starting out, and then that's when all the other guys came? John Lovitz
was on long before Jay Moore.
Yeah.
Well, no, like I think Jay, because they had, it was like Jay Moore, and they had, what's his name? Oh my goodness, what is his name from the Breakfast Club?
Oh, Anthony Michael Hall.
Because it was like there was an episode, like a season finale, where it's the most controversial one, where basically the sketch was everyone except for John Lovitz got burned into a fire, and that was like including
Eddie Murphy and stuff. I remember
that was what well,
Eddie Murphy, Murphy was who shot Buckwheat.
Yeah, that was like it was Jay Moore, Damon Wayans, and then that's when like Carvey and Mike Myers came after that. After
I don't think it was Jay Moore. Jay Moore is
blonde.
He came later. He came in after Farley and all those other ones. I know who you're talking. I know the era that you're talking about.
Right.
But I can't think of who that is.
I thought he was on there with them. In that episode. We'll look it up later.
Yeah.
As we quickly do our IMDb search. I like Jay Moore, though. He hasn't really done anything recently.
I think he's mostly on the radio, those podcasts, and he does sports.
He used to do more stories.
Yeah.
Jay Moore,
that's right. Well, anyways, what we were talking about, Stranger Things. Really, really, really...
Really promising.
Really promising. Yeah.
So
love the first season, and
congratulations on the Emmy nominations.
I now have a picture of myself with an Emmy nominated star.
That's there you go. That's true. That is true.
That, thanks to the face she's making, appears that I'm inducing a 12-year-old or 14. I wasn't.
Yeah, let's make that abundantly clear.
Yeah,
make that clear. Yes.
He was on around the same time that Christopher Walken was on. So 93,
95. Right, so
Ricky Lake.
And the season you're talking about where everybody died was in the 80s.
I think it's that's 90s.
Lovitz was on like 86, he came on or so.
I have to look that up because I think...
Yeah, we'll have to... No, should we just move on?
Yeah, we will move on. We'll do this in the background.
All right, our next is Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok. Oh my gosh, that I want to see this movie.
Yes,
I just
it.
Yeah,
we got a little more typic thanks to San Diego Comic Con.
Yes, we did. The interaction between Hulk and Thor.
Lovitz was a cast member from 85 to 90.
85 to 90. There we go. He was on for a while then. Yeah. 5 years, yeah. Thor Ragnarok, the Hulk Thor Hulk interaction.
Yeah.
That's just man.
Looks burning so good. Fire.
Yeah, burning fire. Thor more like smoldering. Whatever he says. That looks, and then even him talking about, you know, Thor talking with Bruce Banner about, oh, we had an epic battle. It's like, well, who won? I did. That doesn't seem right.
I read today, actually, on some random site that showed up in Google about something else, that there was a Make-A-Wish kid on set the one day when they were filming the arena scene, and the Make-A-Wish kid is the one, as they were talking about it, ad-libbed, it's like, you should get all excited and say you know him from work.
Oh, that is awesome. That is so cool.
So that line was ad-libbed. And
yeah, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
What about the fact that, you know, you see Thor and Loki side by side with these laser gun cannons?
Dude, totally looked like something from Flash Gordon, right? Yeah, man, I was waiting to hear like the Queen soundtrack.
How about Valkyrie?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome too.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Seen in there that does not get me pumped up.
Yeah, I have to agree. Definitely looks like the best Thor film.
Yeah,
you know, like they got the formula right.
All right,
maybe you know. Mixed in enough comic elements from other things.
This is not on the list, but since we're talking about Thor, the Infinity War? The footage that leaked, where you still can't get a good video of it. But
yeah. Have you watched?
Yes.
Yes, I watched.
It looks...
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. But am I right? I'm pretty pumped about it. Yeah, looks good.
Yeah, I think Spider-Man's gonna get a hurting. Which it brought up a good point. In that kind of teaser's leaked trailer, Spider-Man
gets the hair on his arm.
Yeah, spider sense
began to tingle.
I'm like, wait a minute,
that made me tingle.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, what's going on here?
It looks like he has the different suit on too.
Yeah, suit that was in at the end of Homecoming.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to be like a
galactic space suit.
Yeah, right. You know, maybe more of like an Iron Spider type deal.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just now getting the spider sense. Okay, got it.
Man, I'm excited about it.
Thanos brought on the spider senses.
Yes, and if anybody could,
it is
right. Yeah. All right.
And so I'm just assuming that Hela or Hela, I'm not sure you say her name on the thing, has one of the Infinity Gems. And that just, I mean, for her to be able to destroy Mjolnir with a hand.
Yeah.
I have to assume she has one of them.
Yeah.
And Vision has one.
Yeah.
So how's he going to unite all of them without killing Vision?
No, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was kind of wondering too. I was thinking that possibly maybe he's like one of the first casualties, possibly. in the first Infinity War movie. Because I got to assume that that movie's probably, at some point in that film, Thanos puts the glove together. That he gets.
Right. Oh, yeah, you have to assume that.
And then probably it ends with him pretty much defeating everybody.
I don't think it's going to end that way. They don't think so? They're not making two movies now.
Oh, they're not?
Not an untitled Avengers 4. The clown agrees.
Speaking of clowns.
Squeaky the clown agrees with everything I'm saying.
Yeah.
You float.
So it's
like, okay. Oh, hey, going back to it real quick. When he talks down there, and he goes, take it. The t sound at the end of it, because it's so creepy.
It does.
Okay, anyway. Back to Thor.
Yeah, or Infinity War, or what have you. So the second one is it's not.
That's why I understand they're not making Infinity War a two-parter. That everything changes. Actually, they said Thor Ragnarok will change the Marvel universe, right, Squeaky? See, and then the next one's an untitled Infinity War. I don't know. Huh. I don't think it involves Thanos.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I might have read it wrong. That's what I read.
I think I remember seeing something too about them not calling it Infinity War or Untitled. But I was still thinking it was going to be Thanos related, I thought. But maybe I'm wrong too. I don't know. So, that's interesting. I wonder how that'll turn out.
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting because it's like a lot of people get their butt kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get a bearded Captain America.
Right?
Yeah.
Possibly a nomadic. Yes.
You see how we tie that in together.
That's right. That would be kind of cool. That would be cool with that if they made like a nomad movie even.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would.
Mm-mm. They need to recast it.
You think so?
Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo, man.
I thought that was Outlaw.
That was Renegade.
I want to see Captain America roaming the Badlands.
I wonder if they could somehow fit Lorenzo Lamas into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What character would he be?
Oh.
Huh? Huh?
Aunt May's taken.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
I'm trying to think. Who's it? Would it be the second Ghost Rider?
Danny Cash?
At the long
he hand. Could be.
Oh, isn't Danny Cash a little bit younger?
Yeah.
Maybe Johnny Blaze, though.
He could pull off a Johnny Blaze, like an older...
Oh, especially if you're making a Danny Ketch movie, you can introduce Johnny Blaze as the wise informer Ghost Rider.
Right? Yeah. Oh, man. That would be pretty... I'd buy that. I'd like to see that.
If it were young Lorenzo Lamas, I would say the Beyonder.
Wow.
That would be something.
Wow. He did have long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be right. And I could see him pulling off like that weird white puffy jacket he had too. That like weird 80s. Yeah. Yeah, I could see
Lorenzo Lamas. It sticks out in my mind from reading Secret Wars 2.
Yeah, yeah.
As a child.
Lorenzo Lamas and
no. Okay. This is what sticks out the most is that at some point, I think it was Spider-Man, had to teach the Beyonder how to pee.
Wow, I don't remember that.
He begins to complain about a pressure building in his lower abdomen.
Really?
We're going to have to find this.
I know. No, I haven't read this, too. And
I mean, it's been so long.
Yeah, yeah.
It might not be part of Secret Wars 2. It might be one of the Spider-Man issues that, you know, because everything tied in.
Yeah.
I'm going to type into Google teaching the Beyonder to pee.
And seeing what you get. This will be interesting. Everyone at home can do the same.
Exactly.
I feel that it's also possible that I will end up with some D&D fan fiction.
The eye of the yonder?
Oh, it's a beholder. You're right.
I just thought of that. I was thinking the same thing that you were, though, at first. I was like, oh, the eye of the beholder. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That Secret Wars 2 really kind of paled in comparison to the first Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the 80s versions, I guess, the newer ones. Kind of totally different take on it. Totally different. Yeah.
That's totally different story.
It shouldn't even really call it Secret Wars. It just came up with some new name.
This actually, I think it's like the third Secret Wars.
Yeah, they don't call it that, though, do they?
Yeah.
Do they call it Secret Wars 3?
No. I mean, they just call it Secret Wars, but there's been three Secret Wars. There's
version. Yeah.
And then there is the early 2000 one where Nick Fury takes Spider-Man, Daredevil, Captain America, Wolverine to Dr. Doom's hometown, Lavinia. And
speaking of Dr. Doom, the one issue of the first Secret Wars storyline where it has Dr. Doom on the front of it.
Yeah.
You know the issue I'm talking about where he's like, oh, his armor's all...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That is one of the most epic pictures of Dr. That totally reminded me of like a Quiet Riot album cover.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Metal Huff will drive you mad.
That's right. High kicks and everything. I've seen them in concert. They do a lot of high kicks.
A lot of high kicks.
Yeah.
Got it.
I can't find it right now.
Well, but stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yes. There will be follow-up.
Yeah. Yes. So what were we reading? Thor Ragnarok.
I want to be clear. Peter Parker doesn't like take him to the restroom and show him or anything. Like it's not like.
But still, the fact that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I swear.
That. Yeah.
I can see never have a body before.
Yeah, because I do remember him going through a lot of awkward
growing pains.
Yeah,
like Kirk Cameron.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
or maybe like more Tracy Gold. I'm not sure.
Oh man. Oh man.
Young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Show me that smile.
There it is.
That's what Steven Spielberg said.
Whoa! Brought it right back around.
Right back around.
So did he.
All right. So that was Thor. Again, it comes out. Ragnarok comes out on November the 3rd of 2017.
Which really isn't that far off, really.
Not that far off. Next, that we learned from... San Diego was the Westworld season 2.
Yes. Didn't really show a whole lot. Like, it didn't give anything away, but
no.
We saw people shooting people on horses.
A lot less samurai world than I hoped to see.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
There's still hope. I still have hope for some
samurai world. I really love the first season, so.
Yeah.
I hope they can continue.
Yeah,
I'm staying off of Reddit.
You don't want any spoilers.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
No, someone will have watched that trailer and been like, I understand it all.
Yeah, this is what's happening.
I've seen it all.
It's been decoded.
I want to know why Ed Harris's face is all bloody. Is it his blood? Is it somebody else's blood?
I think it's his blood. Isn't his skin?
I think it is his blood. Yeah, because it looks like cuts.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Something must have exploded.
Explosions. Shrapnel. But yeah, I'm like, I'm really wondering where they can go with the story, though. Because it seemed like the way everything ended in the first season was just like, everything was just coming to a head and just all the animatronic robots were revolting, and that can't be good for humanity.
No.
So, I don't know. Interesting. Yeah.
And then they're going to invade our world.
There you go. I know. Then that's one thing they haven't really shown either, really, is like what
that world looks like.
Yeah, yeah. So.
It'll be interesting.
Because the thought had occurred to me, too, that okay, they have these robots, these androids that are, you know, do they use them for other things besides just a theme park. Are they like the cab servants. Drivers? Yeah, you know, servants.
Well, do they need cab drivers?
Yeah, I guess you could probably just make a car that drives itself.
Google's right? going to drive the cars, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody clean your house. Maybe. Well,
I kind of think they from what season one was. When they were created, they didn't want them. They wanted them to be real enough, but not like too real.
I would imagine that if you have robotic servants and that stuff, they are designed with a very specific purpose, and they don't think they're human and don't try to interact with you as anything other than a robot. So you're probably acting, dealing with something completely different.
Yeah,
yeah, I can see that too. Yeah.
There's no artificial intelligence there. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of artificial intelligence, did you hear about Facebook?
Yes. The AI, like, creating its own language or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It's all fun and games.
That's it.
Until we become the Matrix.
And Facebook becomes sentient.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Westworld.
Westworld looks good. Yeah. Looks good.
Looks good.
Next is a new Netflix series, Bright.
Bright.
Yes.
Starring Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith. Yeah. As a police officer who is partnered with an org. You heard me correctly. An org from like...
World of Warcraft type of
Warcraft
thing.
Warcraft and Lord of the Rings.
World of Warcraft. Yeah, like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like fantasy.
Yeah. Which is a great idea to have. Because, you know, you have to wonder. You watch a fantasy film... Yeah. And it's always, always technology from like the 1500s at the best. You know, it's 1200 or 1400, whatever.
Yeah.
Swords and everything like that. At some point, even with magic, you think that they would work their way on up.
Create a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elves, they're in it too.
Yeah.
And they're using these things to discuss race relations, it appears.
Yeah, that's what it seems
like. And it seems like a clever idea. So hope
it's a new take. At least I don't think has it been done.
It's been done, but instead of mystical creatures, it's alien, most like alienation.
Alienation. Yeah.
They did a good job with that in the movie. Yeah. I remember the TV show too. I like the TV show.
I did too. It didn't last very long.
No,
it didn't last
very long.
I don't remember is like instead of kicking people in the genitals, you hit their sides, and I was like kicking them in their.
Generals,
didn't they have a different way of having sex?
I don't remember that. I remember them drinking rotten milk.
Rotten milk for alcohol.
Yeah.
I think they had something weird, some weird way.
That seems right, too.
I'm not going to Google that for fear of what's going to come up.
Yeah.
If I type in alien nation sex.
Yeah.
At least don't do it at work.
That would probably not be wise. I mean,
it looks promising.
It does.
I think
that was the first I even saw. Like, I heard it was coming out like 2 days before.
Is it a series or a movie?
I think it's a movie.
Is it a movie?
Oh, it's a movie. I thought it was like a series. Yeah. But okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine Will Smith signing on for. I mean, if it is a series, I would imagine it's going to be a short one.
Yeah, like a 10-episode deal or something
I'd be surprised even if that. Yeah. He's got too many movies to make.
Yeah, he is the making movie guy.
Yes.
He makes a lot of movies. I was kind of surprised. He's like one of the first big names that they've had on Netflix, on a Netflix original, I think.
You know what? Hold on, there might be I could think of.
Well, Brad Pitt did one, too. There's that one that's out now, I think. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it.
House of Cards is on what?
Oh, Netflix? Yeah, that's on Netflix, too. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
David Ayer directed...
But Will Bright. Smith is like a pretty big movie star.
Yeah.
David Ayer directed Bright.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's got Noomi Rapace from Prometheus.
Oh.
I don't know how you say her name.
Yeah. I think that's close. If not right.
The Rapers. As far as I can tell, it's a movie. It's a film. It is a film.
Okay.
Written by Max Landis.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like Max Landis.
Yeah, being the...
Chronicle.
Okay. Of the... there's a couple,
American
books
Ultra.
The Undead.
No, that's Max Brooks.
Oh, you're right. I've got the wrong...
You got the wrong Max.
Wrong Max.
You got the wrong Max, who's a famous, or who's a director, or a famous son of a director.
Yep. Who has a zombie movie that has nothing to do with this book.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of disappointing, but that movie's okay, I guess. I don't know. There's worse zombie movies.
Oh. It would have been okay. I would have liked it better if it wasn't called World War Z. That's all.
Yeah. Got it.
But Max Landis is the guy who did Chronicle and American Ultra and that newer Frankenstein movie.
Victor Frankenstein?
Possibly.
Oh, is it the one
with Harry Potter in it?
Yeah.
Frankenstein. But yeah. More importantly, he did a 15-minute Death of Superman.
Yeah, because he's also John Landis' son. Yeah.
And the... Wrestling Isn't Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he told the story of Triple H as acted out by people in the roles of all of the wrestlers. He tells the kayfabe story of Triple H and all the wrestlers are played by female wrestlers.
Okay.
Or are played by females, female models and stuff like that. And except for China.
Oh, man.
Who's played by I forget the name of the guy.
It's on YouTube though.
It is. Yeah. It's really good. It's the greatest thing you'll ever watch about wrestling that's not wrestling related.
So, okay.
His dad is even in it for a brief period of time, I think. For like one.
Is he?
Yeah, one real quick thing, I think. Okay. He makes some sort of comment. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. There's something he did.
It's possible. Yeah, maybe. It's really good.
It is, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's way better than how we're making it sound right now.
I can't do it justice.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yes.
Watch it.
All right. There you go.
Watch it twice.
There you go, internet. Watch it.
Download it then.
Then watch it.
Save it on your computer.
And Max Landis, if you're listening, it'd be okay if you came on our podcast. We'd be all
right. Yeah. Right.
Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Out in the universe. It's out there now.
You're an interesting chap.
Yes.
Oh, dude, yeah, you need to listen to him just talk. You can...
Yeah.
He's so interesting. He has more ideas for stories
than
a library.
Yeah.
Interesting. Check him out.
Yes.
Yeah. He's on Reddit as Up to My Knees. That's also his YouTube channel.
Okay.
I feel like I'm stalking him now at this point.
It might be.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, you're providing a lot more information about him than...
Blood type O positive.
Okay, well, then there you go.
Yeah.
I will not be a witness.
Yeah. His right leg is just slightly shorter than his left.
His left leg. All right. So that is Bryce.
He snores a little.
It's a little sleep apnea.
Yeah. I want to tell him that he should get it checked out, but I daren't make a sound.
I hear the secrets that you keep.
Oh, yeah. Little romantics.
Nice.
Man, we got Quiet Riot and the romantics.
Yeah. All in one podcast, people.
1983 is calling.
That's right.
With some Stranger Things.
Ooh.
And John Landis made the Thriller video.
He did, yes.
Featuring Vincent Price, which played in the Stranger Things 2.
Oh! Look at that. What did we just do there?
I don't even know.
I don't know. We made some sort of weird degrees of separation connection.
Take that, Kevin Bacon.
There you go.
We don't need you anymore.
Yes. You've become inconsequential.
All right. Next, we're going to talk about GOT.
GOT.
So those of you who don't know what those initials are, I don't know why.
Get out. Yes, get out.
Why are you listening to this podcast?
That's right. So what episode are we on now?
Episode three. And beware, the night is dark and full of spoilers.
That's correct.
Yes. So if you haven't watched those three episodes yet,
then go F yourself because it's awesome.
Yes. And we're going to talk about them right now.
That's right.
It'll be a little spoilery.
All right, so three episodes in, right? Are we three
episodes? Yeah, three episodes in.
What do we know? We've got Fire and Ice meeting.
Yes. Which was pretty pretty awesome. Yeah. It's pretty. I really thought Daenerys was going to become more of a, and it may still happen, that she was going to end up becoming more of a villain. I thought
she was she was kind of turning into that somewhat
at the end of
at these episodes, because the way she was like talking to Jon Snow, it's kind of like, you guys don't even know each other, and you expect him to bend the knee.
Well, and in all honesty, though, Jon Snow's father, who is like the second in command of the army that overthrew and killed her father, so I mean, she's got reason to not trust him just in general. Yeah, not you know, he has obviously reason to not trust her as well.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think she's going to be a villain.
Yeah, I don't think so either, especially with like some of the events that have occurred so far. Like, her big advantages that she's had, a lot of them have kind of disappeared now.
Yeah, she lost her soldiers.
Yeah.
There's rumors that she'll lose a dragon.
Yeah, yeah. But speaking of those people meeting, like,
Tyrion?
Tyrion and the Onion Knight.
Davos.
Yeah. The meeting after the, you know.
Yes,
Davos. They even make reference to that. I was like, oh, that's right. I'm like, I'm surprised that's not a little bit more
contentious.
Yeah, right?
Well, actually, to be honest, I don't think, because if you remember back in that fight, like, Tyrion didn't really want to fight. He's like, these are all brave men. So let's go kill him.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That's the best speech. There are brave men on the other side of that door. Let's go kill them.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's like, he understands, hey, we're, you know, in war, you may be on one, you're on
the winning side or the different side.
And then years later, you're on the same side.
But still, that was his son was killed in that fight, right? Am I remembering that incorrectly?
In the wildfire, right?
In the wildfire, But it's like respect.
Well, I mean, you expect that in war.
Right. It wasn't like Tyrion was the guy to literally put.
That's, by the way, funniest moment possibly of the whole show.
Uh-oh.
This is Daenerys Targaryen, the mother of dragons. The freer.
Forever.
The breaker of chains.
Jon Snow. He's king of the north.
that was pretty awesome, actually.
Now, what is the gentleman, the bald gentleman? With the sparrows.
Oh my gosh. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name. That's like when I hear their names, then I'm like, oh yeah, that guy.
Oh gosh.
But I'm trying to think of his name too.
I've read the books. Why can't I think of his name?
But you find out where he dies.
Varys?
Yeah, Varys. Yeah, yeah.
You find out where Varys dies. Where he would die.
And that he will die.
Yeah, that he will die.
So there goes my long held on theory that this entire movie or the entire television show was just a power play between Varys and Littlefinger.
Yeah. Well, it could be, you know, he could, you know, settle there and die of old age, or he could be killed. So that's,
I'm going to make a prediction for this season or next season. I'm not sure which. I don't think Littlefinger's making it out. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Bran, who sees everything,
is now in
a castle with the guy who turned his father over to the guards and planted the knife that was used to attempt to stab him way back in the first season, and then claimed it belonged to someone else, even though he's the one that stole it from Robert Baratheon's collection.
Yeah, that is true. I was kind of surprised to see how much Bran has changed too. Like, he seems to be much more weird.
He sees everything now. Yeah, he's become like Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah. So he's just,
I like omnipotent. How he just, hey, Sansa. Sorry about the rape. I mean.
Yeah, it was like.
That was a little weird.
That was a little weird. Looked beautiful in your white wedding dress, though.
Yeah.
A little weird.
That was totally weird.
Yeah. Like, you're not getting laid. You can see everything, but you can't see how creepy you're being right now. But
so that was interesting.
Yeah.
And I hope they, you know, he becomes. Well, I'm not going to make that joke. Never mind. I'm not going to do it.
I'm surprised with how, I mean, I guess we kind of anticipated, but how much has happened just in these few episodes.
Well, right? There's 10 episodes left total now.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's, right. Man.
Okay. So. Who else thinks Uncle Greyjoy is maybe one of the most hilarious villains?
No, there is no reason for me to like him as much as I do.
Yeah. I'm surprised too. It's like, it's like,
and he turns to Jamie and starts saying dirty things about
him. Oh man, he's a man that has two good hands.
It's like he is a complete jerk.
Yeah, you got a real charming dude to play him, too.
Yeah. It's really,
Even when he was attacking his cousin or sister or niece on the boat, he was just seemed so alive with warfare. It was amazing, too.
Yeah. Like last season, I don't really remember him too much. Like, he was kind of...
He was barely in it.
I mean, he was kind of...
Theon? Just when you think he's been through so much, you want to like him again.
And his countrymen knew, they were like,
he's like permanently damaged.
I almost feel like he has to sacrifice himself in some way.
Yeah.
At some point, there's got to be some kind of redemption thing. I would think. I don't know. Although it's Game of Thrones, so I mean, it might not.
And I'm still waiting for the Mountain and the Hound to fight out.
Yeah.
I was discussing this with someone at work. Hi, Jacob. and like, I feel like you need a fight that kind of mirrors Oberyn and the Mountain's fight in some ways, but where the Mountain is the one who's like
taunting. Yeah, that would be perfect, actually. Yeah.
And I feel like the Hound needs to kill him with fire.
Yeah. That would be...
Because that's poetic justice.
But technically, the Mountain can't really even talk anymore. He's just a big, gigantic zombie.
Well, we don't know that he can. Yeah. But he hasn't
I mean, clearly can still do stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. He's
killing people with a hand.
Yeah.
Oh, the sand snake and the mom.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that was pretty...
I don't even like those characters, and I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
And Olenna Tyrell, the Queen of Thorns.
Yes, yeah.
How would that mic drop at the end?
Yeah. That was like... Because I knew something was going to be up when she's like, will it be over quickly, or was it going to be painful, She just laid it out there.
Yeah, well, and that's the important thing, though, is that this whole... All of these things that have happened since Joffrey's death, you know, the death of Oberyn.
Yeah.
All of this was because Tyrion is the one who killed Joffrey.
Yeah.
And Cersei, and, you know, thought that. And so now Cersei's going to have proof that it never was Tyrion.
Yeah.
But she's still going to blame.
Yeah.
Or will Jamie even tell her?
Jamie turns against
her. Jamie's going to start turning against her. Yeah. I mean, quickly. I think he's going to kill her.
Yeah, I could kind of see it going that route. Yeah. These are all of our predictions.
Well, I mentioned the book. Yeah. The book mentions that she'll die at the hands of the Valonqar.
Yeah. I think they even mentioned... Didn't they mention something that in the show, too? Yeah, they did some kind of thing.
Well, I remember... I don't remember...
I thought, or maybe...
No, I don't think the show does. The show only talks about the fact that she would... live to see all of her. She'll have three children, and golden will be their crowns, and golden will be their shrouds.
Maybe you told us this then.
I think I did.
Okay. Maybe that could be. I don't know.
I thought they mentioned something about. I thought they mentioned, but maybe you'd tell us.
Yeah, I can't remember. I just remember being aware of that at some point. I don't know.
So regardless, I think he's going to kill her. I think it's going to start soon. I think I know things already about the next episode.
Don't say anything. At least not yet. I don't know.
I won't. Yeah. I won't say anything.
I just can't wait till Ari gets back to Winterfell. That'll be interesting dynamic between her and Sansa.
Yeah, for a while I thought she wasn't going to go back to Winterfell, but
I
think she is.
I think she might be too. Yeah,
I thought that
wolf scene kind of. Do you think Sansa is going to betray anybody? Betray? It seems like she's kind of liking her position at Winterfell now. At this point, where she's kind of in command while Jon's.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. I think when all's said and done, Jon's gonna be in King's Landing.
Okay.
With Daenerys, King and Queen together, and so Sansa will be Lady of Winterfell at that point. Technically, Bran is the rightful heir to Winterfell, though.
Right.
Yeah. That's yeah.
But
yeah. But he's the
he's three eyed raven. There's no way he's gonna.
Yo, I see everything.
Hey, yo, what's up with that?
I don't need to use steel cable. I can see it.
That's right. Don't need HBO now.
Yeah, we don't want him to go crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it when Bran flakes. You know,
and staying in Winterfell because it gets frosty.
She has.
Frosty. Or,
you know,
it could be raisins.
I was going to say Hodor's not there, so someone else will have to lift him up to be Raisin Bran.
Oh, man.
The hits just keep coming.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Bad dad joke. Oh, I heard a terrible dad joke real quick.
Oh, please.
Do you know that when I was younger, I was addicted to the Hokey Pokey?
No.
I turned myself around. It's terrible.
It's terrible, but...
Oh, it's one of the worst ones I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Meanwhile,
again... Pretty good in the tunnels, yeah. All right. So, Game of Thrones so far.
Game of Thrones looking good.
Three exciting episodes.
Exactly. Yes,
thumbs up.
Yes.
Faux show.
What else do we have there?
Well, just a little Hollywood rumor report. Quentin Tarantino, there's been rumors that Quentin Tarantino is thinking about making a Charles Manson movie.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. I very much like Tarantino's movies.
Yeah. Even the bad ones are usually typically good in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can't think of one that he truly made that was bad.
No.
I
mean, Death Proof is not bad.
No. It's not. I mean, it's not in his normal stuff, though. Yeah, I mean, they were trying to make a grindhouse film, so.
Yeah. But I mean, like, just the dialogue and the conversations that they had. Yeah. And I mean, that's awesome. And that's what he does well, I think, where he has those moments of dialogue between two characters or more that just, you know. Just really interesting for some reason.
Yeah. So, but I don't know how he does a historical drama that is not separated by 50 years, you know, compared to like World War II or 60 years. I don't know, because we're dealing with people who, I mean, he's going to be dealing with people who are alive that remember those people.
Yeah.
So I don't know, is he going to be his typical self? Is he... I don't know what he's going to do there.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too. Like, what will be his take on
it? Yeah,
you know, is he going to go like documentary type of thing?
And does he need to?
Yeah, I don't know. Because
he's got to watch from glorifying it.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
That's the thing.
I mean, you're talking. Sharon Tate was married to Roman Polanski at the time of those murders, so I mean. He's still kicking around. I mean, he doesn't come to America or anything, but because of butt sex with a 13-year-old.
Yeah,
but
which is its own thing.
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how you make a Manson film that is not documentary style. I don't know how you make a Manson film in Tarantino style.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he has never really tackled like a documentary, right? I mean,
No.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know. That could possibly just be a really sensitive.
Who do you get to play Charles Manson?
I don't know. That's
Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to cut his hair, though. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he'd be willing to do that.
Yeah. Fassbinder? I don't know.
That guy could do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he could play Cher in a movie, and I'd believe it.
Yeah. Right?
If I could turn back time.
Hopefully he would wear that outfit.
Yes. Yeah. We can only hope. As he's prancing around on the battleship. Yeah. Wow. The mental imagery.
Yes. If you've got nothing else from this.
Yes, it's the mental imagery of Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender on an aircraft character and a very 80s leather and lace thing. And,
yeah.
And a naked Steven Spielberg.
There you go. You're welcome, Internet.
I'll never think of that song the same again.
Yeah, I know. We've kind of ruined it for everybody.
Ruined it? I made it better.
Made it better. Well, I don't know. That's pretty much it.
That concludes all of our issues.
Yeah, we got. That's it, I think.
Yeah.
So, any last thoughts, comments about Spielberg or Fassbender? And no,
all right. No, very well.
I guess we're all done then.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
So check us out on our Facebook page. At all my our website, allofmyissues.com, on Facebook at All of My Issues, on Twitter, All of My Issues.
That's right.
And also,
yeah, you can Spotify. Find us on Stitcher and Spotify. And if you like what we're doing, if you want to support us, you can also go to our Patreon account. That's right, a Patreon account. It's kind of like a PBS type thing, right?
Yes.
If you want to support us, you get stuff.
That's right.
Right. And there's different tiers. And you can contribute as much as you want.
Yeah.
Right.
And give to the cause.
That's right. Give to the cause. Give us some ideas of stuff to talk about. How do you get to our Patreon site? It's patreon.com/allmyissues.
That is so easy.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
Right? Mm. So, and it's even easier just to sign up and help us out. And we'll give you a shout out.
Because we need to have a little help from our friends.
That's right. Help us do great things. All right. All right. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
And listening, you know, if you listen to all that. So, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.